Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I like that we're starting tonight with 50 Cent. I don't really know why I like it, but I just like it. Good selection by Joel Behind the Glass. I'm Josh Rountree. This is the Fan Evening Show. That was Mike Tomlin earlier today at his weekly press conference as the Steelers get ready to take on the Cleveland Browns, maybe with a chance to win the AFC North. They might not even need to play their starters in that game in order to win the division. That could all be decided Saturday night if the Packers are able to beat the Ravens. One of those starters we know, at least for now, won't be playing, and that's DK Metcalf. Metcalf, if you've been under a rock, got into an altercation with a fan in Detroit, took a swipe, slap, punch, shove, whatever you want to call it, took some sort of attack towards the head and neck area, if you will, of this blue wig wearing Lions fan. I almost called him a name because I think he deserves to be called a name because he was acting like the name that I was about to call him, but I don't want to get sued like it sounds like DK Metcalf might end up getting sued. That was Mike Tomlin, though, talking about it. Obviously very aware now of the situation, was lightly aware of it after the game on Sunday, but definitely aware of it now. And this leaves the Steelers in an interesting spot. There are so many, I think, angles and ways to look at what happened and try to get a grasp on why it happened, what could have prevented it from happening, what are the ramifications on the Steelers and DK Metcalf, both from a gameplay standpoint and, well, maybe a financial standpoint in the case of Metcalf and for the Steelers as well. There's a lot to look at with this. I look at this first and foremost and say, how did this happen in the first place? And we'll dissect this. We'll look at what happened. We're also going to talk about the big Pirates news of the day. We'll have Noah Hyles on a little bit later. We'll have Alan Saunders on a little bit later as well. We'll get into the big news for the Pirates today and some other things as well on this Festivus. We might air our grievances in support of Festivus later on in the show. But I want to start with this. How does this happen in the first place? How does, in today's climate, which in large part because of social media, is filled with volatile, dangerous rhetoric, and there's probably a bunch of other ways to negatively describe how people speak to one another nowadays, whether it's on social media or now in real life, because I think what we have is a lot of tough guys, quote unquote, who are able to say what they want on social media, but not actually put the real name to it. Now they've gotten the confidence to actually go out and behave the way in public, finally, that they've been able to behave on the internet for several years, and it leads to situations like this. I'm not making excuses for what DK Metcalf did. You can't, as an NFL player, go out of your way and go try to cause physical harm to a fan. You can't do it. Full stop. That can't be part of NFL society in any way. Now, were there certain things that were said that provoked this? Well, it sure sounds like it in the case of DK Metcalf. He seems to think so. James Harrison talked about this. Chad Johnson talked about this as well. James Harrison said, quote, "I talked to DK personally, and DK said that he called his mom a expletive that I can't even abbreviate, I don't think, here, and asked him what he was saying. He then called him a racial slur. Even though those words are said, you can't respond that way. But if it was me in my football playing days," this is James Harrison talking, "that would have been mild-mannered because I would have yanked his you-know-what over that wall and beat the dog you-know-what out of him and showed him what an you-know-what could do. But DK, you can't do that. As I talked to DK, I said, hey, man, you can't do that. You've got to be more mature than that. Me, now, I can look past words, and I told him, sticks and stones, obviously he can't do it. I understand why he did it, but it still can't happen. Like he said, it's not going to happen again." All right, so those are the words of James Harrison, who apparently talked to DK Metcalf. The media hasn't been able to speak with DK Metcalf and get his side of it. And now, as you heard in the Mike Tomlin clip to start the show, it sure sounds like there are some sort of legal ramifications potentially from all of this happening as well, which is unfortunate that a guy goes into an NFL stadium after what sounds like allegedly harassing an NFL player verbally in the past, goes and does it again, gets swiped at, and now this guy might get a payday because he was able to antagonize the wrong guy, or the right guy in his case, as he looks at it. It's shameful. It's disgusting. But it is sadly this society that we live in today where people decide that they can go say whatever the hell they want and that they can get a payday if things go sideways. It's gross. But all that said, Metcalf can't go and do it, and he can't bite there. But back to my question of how does this happen? How is this able to fall through the cracks, maybe? Where is security in all of this with Metcalf? Now, back in my youthful days, when I was in college, I actually worked at a local stadium here, and I worked in the realm, not in security, but I worked alongside the security in one of our prominent venues here in the city of Pittsburgh. So I know how tight security can be. I also know how tight it can't be at times as well. But regardless of the actual in-stadium security and the lack of presence that they had behind the Steelers bench, there was, it looked like, a security guard there who just kind of watched blankly as all of this went down. Why do the Steelers not have somebody stationed there themselves? Now, I'm not finger-pointing. This isn't a blame game or anything like that, but I think the question deserves to be asked. I mean, look, you go to a collegiate basketball game or a collegiate football game, and there is quite often a university police officer, a state trooper, some sort of private security that is attached right to the head coach. You know, you go to Alabama games over the past few years before Nick Saban retired. I think Nick Saban had two Alabama state troopers at least that would walk out with him onto the field after the game ended, every single game. Nick Saban made, what was it, $12 million a year or something like that? That's his yearly value. DK Metcalf makes a lot more money than that. His value to the Steelers is pretty darn high, but there's nobody assigned to the players in that situation. There's nobody as an intermediary, a blockade, if you will, between the fans right behind the bench and the players on the bench. Maybe there is, and maybe they didn't do their job well enough. I don't know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
But it's not like the NFL and players in the NFL don't get private security very often. I can tell you, going to the Steelers Southside facility, it's like getting into Fort Knox nowadays. In my last year covering the beat, it was difficult to get into there. There were numerous security steps that you had to take just to get into the front gate at their facility, let alone into the actual building. So they're willing to go to great lengths to protect the players there, and rightfully so. These guys are, you know, you're in the public spotlight. Fans are emotional, as we saw this past Sunday. Weird things can happen. Weird people can happen, and it can become a dangerous situation. So they're doing the right thing. But on a game day, why are the fans allowed to be that close with no security in the middle when you have players who are in a highly elevated emotional state during the course of a game as it is, and you have fans who are an ultimate wild card because no NFL team, no league, no venue has any idea the mental state of the person and the intentions of the people that are walking through the front gate who have tickets in their hands. You cannot stop a crazy person from walking into your facility if they have a ticket. You just can't. And yet there's nobody stationed there that says, maybe during the course of a game, you see a guy who's yelling whatever he was yelling at DK Metcalf, and Metcalf turns around and begins to walk that way. Perhaps there needs to be security, whether that's hired by the Steelers, whether that's hired by the Lions, whether that's hired by the stadium itself. Perhaps we need more security between the bench and the patrons, because this can't happen. And ultimately, yes, the bigger part of this is DK Metcalf can't do this. DK Metcalf can't turn around. He can't be that volatile where he goes out of his way to go and grab a fan. Can't have that. But there are also steps that need to be taken here as a result of this that should have been taken before this even happened that let this fall through the cracks. Fans, oftentimes, are idiots. And they will do idiotic things. You can't react as a player, but given what might have been said, given what Metcalf told James Harrison reportedly and allegedly that was said by this fan in Detroit, I don't know. You kind of get an understanding of why this guy might actually turn around and go say something and confront this individual saying those things. Allegedly. Covering all my bases in case this guy in Detroit is listening to the show tonight and decides to lawyer up against me. Everything is alleged in this situation. Just going to put that out there. So Metcalf gets suspended a couple of games. All right. I actually didn't have a problem with it initially. Mainly because I think the Steelers are probably going to wrap up the division this weekend. And missing two games is probably going to happen for DK Metcalf, or at least missing one game is probably going to happen for DK Metcalf anyhow. But boy, if the Steelers don't wrap it up this weekend, that's going to be an issue if this doesn't get settled. And we're still waiting, I believe, on the news to come out of what the appeals process has looked like and the result of it today for Metcalf. If we get that news during the evening show tonight, we'll certainly relay that to you. So initially I was like, two games, all right. You know, you grab a fan, you swing at a fan, you're probably in some ways lucky to get two games. Go back to the Malice in the Palace in the same city. There were massive, massive suspensions and Ron Artest and everybody involved in that situation all those years ago. So two games doesn't sound like that big of a deal, particularly when Metcalf will be able to come back for the postseason if and when the Steelers are able to get there. So initially I was fine with the two-game suspension. Then I look up this situation. I find this situation that happened in Philadelphia between a fan and Shaq Lawson from the Bills. Strikingly similar situations. The fan apparently said something grotesque, and Lawson went over and pushed the fan, shoved the fan, had physical contact with a fan. Do you know what the punishment was for Shaq Lawson? Guess how many games he got suspended? Zero. No games lost for Shaq Lawson in the exact same situation in Philadelphia. Guess how many dollars Shaq Lawson was fined for this situation in Philadelphia? Zero. He didn't even get fined. So this isn't an apples to oranges situation. This is apples to apples. This is a fan in the front row behind a bench saying something that provoked an athlete to go over and confront them and physically initiate contact of some sort with that fan. Shaq Lawson got no games, no fine, nothing. And DK Metcalf is now being used, it appears, as an example to the rest of the league to not do this. Now, I don't know if this is because the CBS cameras caught this. Well, with the Shaq Lawson thing, perhaps that was a fan in the crowd who caught this, but it doesn't matter. Everything's on video today. Everything counts the same, unless it's AI, which is its own separate problem, but that's not the case in this situation. Everything is filmed. Everything is on video. You can't say, well, one was caught by CBS cameras and Tony Romo had a negative reaction to this and Jim Nance didn't like it, so now we have to make an example of this guy and suspend him for two games. Meanwhile, the same exact situation has just months or a couple of years ago in Philadelphia, and that's totally fine. That doesn't make sense. And that's another case, once again, of the NFL having, and this goes back to the James Harrison day, speaking of James Harrison, it goes back maybe even farther than that, the NFL having absolutely no idea how to be consistent in the way that it punishes these actions, the way that it punishes players, whether it's things that they do on the field, things that they do off the field, in their personal lives, in their professional lives. They have no idea how to be consistent on what they do when it comes to punishments. All of a sudden, now we're going to make an example of this guy, but you didn't make an example of the guy who first did it. Why? I would love the NFL to answer me that. Why? Why is now DK Metcalf going to be used as the example for the league on what you should not do? Why him? Why not Shaq Lawson? Why not the first time that this happened a couple of years ago? Why not that be the example? The first time, boom, it's a whatever game suspension, whatever fine, you can't do that. That's what it is. There's not even a precedent as far as punishment that has been set for this. And if I'm DK Metcalf, and I'm sure that there are representatives of the Steelers involved in his appeals process today, I don't know if there's legalities, lawyers involved in this as well. I'm taking that video of Shaq Lawson. I'm saying this guy paid $0 in fines, and he did not get any suspension whatsoever, and now you're going to take this guy with two games left in our season, one of, I would say, one of the more popular figures in the league, not the most, but one of the more popular figures in the league on this team, and you are going to suspend him for two games when there's a precedent that has now been set by you that this action does not actually get punished at all? What has changed in the way that you apply the rules to players since this situation? Have you made sure that the players are aware that you cannot do this? I would run through the gamut of reasons using the Shaq Lawson reference on why Metcalf should not be suspended. Now, all this is to say, I think that the punishment fits the quote-unquote crime in this situation. I do think that Metcalf probably should be suspended, but if I'm the Steelers, I'm not accepting that. The NFLPA, I'm not accepting that either. There are a lot of financial things at stake right now. If you heard Pony and Mueller earlier, they went through the ramifications that this could potentially have on Metcalf's contract. This could be severely financially detrimental to DK Metcalf. There could be guaranteed money in the millions voided because of this situation if the Steelers, I think, wanted that to happen, which I happen to think that they probably won't do. DK Metcalf should probably be suspended for a game. That's probably what's going to happen, I would assume, from the appeals process, that they'll go from 2-1. I think that's a fair punishment given what has happened. However, why is this not already the standard? Why was this not already set up? It boggles my mind. I found it very interesting today, and you heard the Tomlin clip to start the show. I found it very interesting that Mike Tomlin came out and basically said, you know, I support DK, I condone the action, but I support DK. I think that's a good place to be. However, earlier in the year, Mike Tomlin had a slightly different tone when it came to Jamar Chase and Jalen Ramsey and their altercation that got Ramsey thrown out of a football game after Chase spit on him. He basically said, hey, look, a man spits on you, you got to do what you got to do. I mean, which I kind of like. I mean, you don't want to lose Jalen Ramsey, but I mean, if a guy spits in your face, you got to handle that the way that you seem fit, I suppose. But it's interesting that Tomlin has a slightly different route, and Tomlin went on to be very apprehensive about talking about anything regarding this situation because it certainly sounds like there are going to be lawsuits coming out of this between this fan who, you know, if these allegations are true, is a complete and total knucklehead who perhaps maybe tried to intentionally bring this upon himself just for this person, just for this reason. And that's unfortunate in its own right. But I found it odd that, not odd, but I found it interesting that Mike Tomlin basically said, hey, look, we don't condone that action. But he also wouldn't speak too deep on it. Fans are out of control. Tomlin talked about that as well. Fans right now, whether it's via social media, whether it's at youth sporting events, college sporting events, pro sporting events, they're out of control. It's not a totally new development. Remember years and years ago, I believe this is around the time that J.J. Redick was playing basketball at Duke, there were student sections that were saying some absolutely terrible things about, I believe it was J.J. Redick, about his sister, and it was awful. You know, so it's not like this is something that has sprung up here in the last couple of years. This has been an issue for a while, but this is also grown men buying very expensive tickets to sit in the front row at a big-time NFL game that are apparently there just to try to harass a player. And that are then, it sounds like, if you see some of the other angles from this, basically celebrating the fact that they got into this altercation once it's over with. My first question is, A, how did this happen in the first place? And why do the Steelers, the NFL, the Lions, and their stadium, Ford Field, not have the necessary people between the bench full of emotionally volatile football players who are in the middle of a heated football game? And I'm not making excuses for actions there. I'm just letting you know how it is on a football field. And fans who are antagonistic and emotionally volatile and might have motives being there that are not simply to just come in and cheer and support their team. How is there not a blockade of some sort, a human blockade of some sort, that prevents these things from happening, that prevents athletes from going up to fans who are harassing them and initiating this in the first place? That's my first question. The second question that I have is, how in the world does the NFL now justify a 2-game suspension when the exact same thing happened with Shaq Lawson and he got no punishment whatsoever? You can't say that it's because CBS cameras caught this one and maybe the cameras didn't catch the last one. The last one's on film. The last one's known about. You cannot in this day and age say it's only going to count if the cameras catch you, the big cameras, the TV cameras. Doesn't make sense. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. 412-928-9370. That's the number if you want to reach us on this topic. It's interesting, to say the least. Metcalf is currently suspended for 2 games, but in the process of appealing. Let's go to our first call of the evening. Let's go to Joe in Pittsburgh up on the fan. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good.
So listen, I want to comment on the Shaq Lawson thing. I can see, look, I'm not agreeing with it. The NFL dropped the ball point blank on that whole situation, point blank.
Yeah.
But if the cameras didn't catch it, I can understand the reason why they would not want it to be known that happened. It's a bad look. Nightman, like, when he did that, he swiped at that kid. That's a terrible look for the league. Terrible.
We had to dump him. Had to dump him. First call of the night, man. You can't say the bad words on the air. It was a good call, too, besides that. Sometimes we slip up. What's the process with this, Joel?
We enter the Jason delay process. Probably like, I don't know, minute and a half, 2 minutes.
I like that, the Jason delay process.
I think that's what Dom calls it, I want to say.
I used to have a sounder in my, I don't have it anymore. Maybe it got deleted. But when I did Pirates pre and post, it was every time we went into a, every time we went into a rain delay, I would have the delay sounder and it would be Brownie going, delay! All right, we'll get to a break. We'll get to calls on the other side, I think. 412-928-9370. What are your thoughts on the Metcalf situation? Obviously, you heard mine. I mean, it's just, there's inconsistencies with the way that this is being punished right now, which is a problem. There's also, I think, a massive failure here by somebody, by multiple entities, on how this was allowed to happen in the first place that needs to be remedied. 412-928-9370. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. You can visit them at southhillskia.net. I'm Josh Rountree. Good to be with you tonight. This is the Fan Evening Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.